Blog Talk Radio.
Don't sleep until the sun rises. Listen to the falling rain. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about your pain. Good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth. Weekend edition, and yes, I've been on hiatus again for another month. So, for those of you, I hope, what is it, what's the saying? I guess I'm sounding like Rick Perry, y'all. You guys know I love Rick Perry. What's the saying? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. So, I hope that's what's been happening with the absence of my live broadcast, but I thank you so much for checking out shows that you might have missed since the show premiered on March the 21st, because my listenership is still growing. I'm at a little over 38K listeners, views, as I checked out my profile page. And you all know my profile page is Culture Shock and hyphen Beth. That's KULTURESHOKENT hyphen Beth. So I thank you so much for your support. I thank you, those who share ideas and send me messages and emails and videos. You all know I'm a little behind on responding and checking things. My YouTube friends, keep me just loaded with videos, and all my online friends from LinkedIn, MySpace. MySpace is still popping. Those of you who think MySpace is obsolete, MySpace is still a leader in online communication and social media networking. I'm doing my best to respond, and I thank you so much for your for the ideas that you've been sharing with me, and especially those of you who who really support the show and really like the show and would like to be guest co-hosts and would like to be become guests. Then this morning I'm not taking callers, but I can almost assure you next Saturday. And we'll resume back to doing the broadcast during the week also. During the holidays, probably not, won't be daily, probably more than likely be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with this weekend edition show. But I thank you so much. I'm not on my laptop right now. I just received this awesome Android from T-Mobile last evening, literally last night. MyTouch. So those of you who have MyTouch, my God, it is so awesome. So I'm getting the gist of everything and learning the functionalities of it. So during the show, I'll be tweeting and on my blogtalkradio.com. page during this 30-minute episode of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And yeah, I kicked it off. I know my vocals are a little rusty because I still need to see my dentist. Shout out to Dr. Grinaldi in Big D, because I still need to get that dental surgery done. So my voice is kind of but I kicked off the show with a little snippet of Free. You guys remember Free? That song. And those of you that are, if you're not in love with Prince music, if you listen to the 1999 album, you would definitely fall in love with his music and from the past to present. Free was just a touching song. And I dedicate that song to, I guess, the Occupy Wall Street protesters, and those of us who just would love to see, improvement and change in our daily lives and in the world, world peace. And that's what the song Free represents to me, world peace. And it's just amazing how a song written 30 years ago is so current today.
So check out Free if you have not heard Free, and if you have not listened to Free in a while, check out Prince's 1999 album. And the background vocals on that album is Lisa. You know, she's the keyboardist that replaced the original member, Gail Chapman. JJ, we all know that's Jill Jones, Vanity, and Wendy Melvoin. So you guys, you know, check that out, because that entire album is so awesome. And it was like one of Prince's most, well, I mean, it was a fusion of romance, just like his song, Dance, Music, Sex, Romance. 1999 was a fusion of what was going on in America now, and listening to it now, what's going on now, socially, and his relationship with the media, and it was a political, kind of a political album also. So, and the controversy definitely was kind of political. I love the song, Run and Talk to Russia. But please check out the original version of Free. And that is one song that, when I, because I have been practicing and I've been compiling and putting my own, many of my own songs and poems together, so I can finally self release my project, my music projects, and so on. So that is one song that I love, would love and plan to cover. And really, I did not want to, because some people would say, well, what song was she trying to sing? So before I really get into to talking about the different topics that I need to squeeze in a tactful manner on the show, or during the show, I just wanted to share some background information regarding Free. And the lyrics are, you know, so awesome. So in the near future, have a show, invite a lot of my fellow Prince lovers, and even those members that play with Prince now and those who have played with Prince in the past. You know, we talked about that before, but I happen to network with many, many people who have been longtime Prince supporters like myself, or those who just recently learned how prolific his music is and how multi-talented Prince is, and so on. And a lot of my Facebook friends, they just, you know, they celebrate when they actually became in awe of his music. So invite many of those friends, because I know they're listening right now, to you know, talk about their experiences with Prince's music. Because, you know, Prince still does not have his Hollywood Walk of Fame star. I did not intend on talking about that, but I just wanted to bring that up. But let me get back to the show topics. There's a lot going on that we need to talk about, but I'm not going to try to squeeze too much info. Happy holidays. This is the first weekend of December. I had an awesome Thanksgiving dinner. I cooked my first stuffing, and it was delicious. I used this recipe with Johnsonville sausage. My mother had shown it to me. So we had ordered our Thanksgiving dinner, but then also we cooked some of the side dishes also. So shout out to local Piggly Wiggly grocery store who cooked our Thanksgiving turkey and dressing and meal, Nancy, and you know, all the ladies and guys at Piggly Wiggly Meadowbrook Shopping Center. But then also, we cooked meal, cooked some of the dishes. And so it was an awesome Thanksgiving. One of my longtime friends dropped by and brought a bunch of food also, and sweets and whatsoever. But, you know, thankfully I have not been gaining weight, but I have not been losing weight the way I would like to. So boo-hoo, please continue to share advice. Let's continue to support each other. Those of us that just want to not either gain weight or lose weight, but just, you know, maintain a healthier lifestyle and maintain weight or lose weight or gain weight. And, yeah, one of my friends called me chubby, so I'm still kind of chubby. So, you know, do I like it? No, I don't. Just like I didn't like being a skinny mini. So, so I'm glad I have experienced this, but I'm looking forward to getting into, you know, I'm a snug 8, so I would like to become a comfortable 6. So that's what I'm working at. So you all, you know, keep sharing information. Let's keep networking with one another about living healthier lives, because it's about what's healthy for you. So I hope you all have been checking out that Jillian Michaels book that I had shared with you all about messing your metabolism, because I've been learning a lot about hormones in that book. I don't want time to run out, and also I need to be tweeting. I said I would be tweeting. I had been tweeting before the show, and also checking out other Blog Talk Radio shows and on my Blog Talk Radio page. And I guess in a way I'm talking because I need to do this, but I don't want to. But I do need to. But it's kind of, wow. I must send a big shout out of condolences to the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame staff, current and past volunteers. Like myself, you know, regarding the recent death of famed Mississippi sportscaster Michael Rubenstein. Wow, without him, we would not have the state of Mississippi would not have a Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame Museum. He passed away on Thursday, and I was like, oh my God. We have a Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame Museum which opened its doors. In 96, and the website is, and I talked about Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame, I think like during a couple of my earlier shows when we were talking about vacations and museums and places to go. But please visit the website at msmississippifame.com. So he was just an awesome guy, and when I was a volunteer there, I really enjoyed just working with the whole staff, Margaret and Lulu, and it was just fun being a volunteer there, you know, meeting sports figures and learning a lot about different sports figures and some entertainers. I mean, I did not know that Charlie Pride had played for the Negro League until I became a volunteer there and read up on that, because, you know, he is a native of Mississippi, even though he's a current resident and a long-time resident of Big D, Dallas, Texas, you know. And then also, I send my condolences also, the show, because the Shock Entertainment reports to former Mississippi Governor Bill Waller and loved ones and family and supporters. He was not only a former governor, but an attorney and a judge. That name sounds familiar because some of you know the history of Mississippi and about the killing of Medgar Evers and Beckwith, who did not, the late Governor Waller, he handled both those cases, trials in the 60s. When Beckwith went to trial, and if you've seen The Ghost of Mississippi, which I was a background actress in, also known as an extra, if you've seen The Ghost of Mississippi, you all seen the early part of the case where Beckwith was a hung jury, but then in 1994, you know, he ended up getting sentenced until he died in 2001, but Governor Bill Waller was the judge that handled the case both times, I believe. It was both times in the 60s. But you all know me being a political enthusiast also, know a little something. And I can go on and on, but it's only a 30-minute show, so I'm not. I do also, I like to recommend books, and I've been, you know, talking about Julian Michaels' book, but my cousin, who is a native Texanian, but she's been a long-time resident of Dallas. I said, she's been living in Dallas for like the past 30 years, has recently released a book, and I would like for you all to support my cousin, Miss Linda White Oliver. Her book is entitled Myrna's Adventure, and you can purchase it soft cover or ebook, and you can order it online from her publisher. I think it's Ex Libris. It's xlibris.com. Her book is also available at Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble.com, and or you can just visit your neighborhood bookstore also. You can also order her book by telephone. Call 1-888-795-4274. Extension is 7879. Now, here's a little, you know, teaser about her book. Find out what happens to two unsuspected bank tellers when they encounter the dashing stranger, Tyrone Lee. This innocent encounter leads to a trail of intrigue involving sex and drug smuggle. And like I said, you know, she was born and raised in Jackson, Mississippi. She grew up during the civil rights era. She even was arrested. You know, I talked about the civil rights era. She was even arrested during the protests. She used to protest with the late Mayor Evers. So she was even arrested during some of that went on during the civil rights. That's not what the book is about, but I'm just bringing that up. But she's retired now, and she's a world traveler. Paris is like one of her favorite places to travel to. But, again, I invite her to be a guest to talk about Myrna's Adventure on Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. So hopefully that interview will happen soon. As soon as I complete reading the book also, I remember when she and I were talking about our writings about a year and a half ago, and she shared with me that she was writing this particular book. So I was so elated to hear that it's finally released. So check out Myrna's Adventure by Miss Linda White Oliver, okay? And you are, you know, share feedback, and also, and don't be hesitant to contact her through her publisher also, okay? But that's cool, and I want to congratulate, too, another person that was so, been so important in my life. I've known her for like 30 years since I was a teen, and that's my former boss and longtime friend, Sandra Petro. She's married now. She's definitely off the market now. You all, she married a doctor, civil union marriage, on October the 24th. Sandra has been an inspiration to me since my teen years, and I love her so much. I'm so glad that she is happy and in love. So, you know, you all, she was my boss where I talk about merry-go-round enterprises and working for merry-go-round as a teen and also in the early 90s. And Sandra was my manager. As a teenager, I was like her top salesperson. And I worked briefly as a manager at a merry-go-round store. We worked at Coming Attractions together. And then in the early 90s, I was an assistant manager. She came back to town from New Orleans, and she put out, like, a search for me. And I had been having fun working and attending, working at another Mississippi business that is no longer in business, Matt Gray's department store, and attending school, studying business management. And when she came back to Jackson, she was like, I got to have Bethany as my assistant manager. So I became her assistant manager for about a year and a half. But one thing about it, she's my former boss, but then she's my longtime friend, and she is just those of you who know Sandra know exactly what I'm talking about. And she's on my Facebook page, so you all, you know, seek her out because she is awesome. And today, the Christmas parade is happening in Jackson at noon. Last night, City Hall was scheduled to light the Christmas tree, so I'm sure that happened. But that's pretty much, I'm just doing this conversational, I sound like repair again, huh, you guys? I'm not talking too much about politics, because I have nothing bad to say about none of the politicians, and I'm just curious about Herman Cain's announcement today. Wow. My prayers just go out to all of the candidates and our president and first family also. As a matter of fact, happy holidays to all politicians and all clergy and to our government and just everybody out there again. Wish you that. But we need to keep our politicians in our prayers, and then pray for the best regarding all of them. You all, I've said from the beginning, who I would like to see as a GOP nominee, and that's Rick Perry. But then also I think it would be interesting, too, if any of them were the GOP nominee. And to be honest, whoever is the GOP nominee, that's 10 times out of 10, who I would vote for. I've been hearing talks that in April, May, we might be surprised about an independent getting into the ring, a last-minute independent. So, I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of talk radio. I love talk radio. That's what I've been hearing. I've been hearing that April, May, independent might jump in. And that's right before right before the conventions and so on. I pray to be able to attend my first Republican National Convention. The GOP convention would be in Tampa. So I need to check up on that, because I definitely have not been doing any traveling, which a lot of you know that. I need to get in Dallas so I can get in school. So shout out to Avita Institute Dallas. Those of you who attended their open house yesterday, I hope you all had a blast. I'm sure you did. But I pray and hope, God willing, to attend a convention next summer. But I don't know. If you all know me, I'm not going to badmouth anyone. I just report what I find out, facts, information, and I voice my opinions, but I'm not going to badmouth anyone and say, oh, yeah, Herman Cain, because to me, Herman Cain is definitely an experienced man, and he reminds me, he's not a politician, but he's a businessman, but it is important how one carries themselves, and we all know that sometimes people do just come out the blue, out the woodwork, and rumors just spread. Even I myself, I mean, I'm shocked sometimes with the rumors that I hear. The hermit life that I live, the things that I hear sometimes is just astonishing. Because, I do my best. One of my names is Be True. That's my DJ name. That's one of my band names. Be True is about being truthful. It's about being as honest as you can be. And the B came from me. I used to work with Sandra, and she's always called me B, and used to have coworkers and stuff that would call me B. But then I attached the truth to it because we're always seeking truth. So I think it's very important for all of us to do our best to live an honest life. You know, even if you're a wild child or whatever, because, I have this wild child in me that I was born with. But then also it's important how we carry ourselves, and it's important for us to think about not just the here and now, but also our future, especially when it's concerning our future endeavors, really. So I just wish the best for everyone. And I'm just wondering who would be the GOP nominee, who that GOP nominee would choose for VP. I mean, with the GOP candidates that we have, are we looking at a you know, as a nominee and a vice president, or will they, if any of, whichever GOP candidate is chosen as a nominee, who will they choose? Will they choose a fellow candidate that they're, you know, debating against and competing against right now, or will they choose someone else, you know, like a Donald Trump, or even like a, I don't know if my, our current governor who will be leaving office soon, yeah, we have a new governor who will be inaugurated on January 10th, our lieutenant governor will be inaugurated on January 10th, Bill Bryant, but, you know, just, we don't know. This is like a soap opera. You all know my friend Reggie Roughneck. Reggie Roughneck is like following these sports stories, you know, and I think he refers to these sports stories like as the ball turns. But this is just amazing how these political stories. I know this is a non-political show. But I am a political enthusiast, and politics affect our lifestyles and how we live our daily lives. It's an entertainment lifestyle show, and politics affect us and our daily lives. And also, the politicians have been very entertaining. It's like, what is it, infotainment. We get our information, but we're entertained at the same time. And I really think you all, you know, like I said before, we all should research all the candidates and learn a lot about each one and their stances on certain issues and where their strengths and their weaknesses are. They all have their strengths. They all have their weaknesses, just like all of us. We all are human beings, just like our current president, who we need to keep lifted up in prayer also. You know, all of us have each other. I mean, you all just laugh, and people just laughing at Rick Perry, but there's something that we all experience in our daily lives, brain freezing, forgetting something, or misstating something. That is human. And I would like to see a president or someone, a politician, be humanistic instead of being like a robot or like a puppet being pulled by strings. You want somebody who is intelligent and smart and know what they're talking about, surround themselves with good people, and also is humanistic and emotional and have compassion. That's what I'm just saying. And most importantly, professional and courteous. I think those are good examples for any individual and especially politicians. But woohoo, you all know I'm excited about the NBA deal. The last show I broadcast, I was concerned, and I know we all was concerned about what will happen with the NBA. Now we need to find out where, well, we know Chris Paul want to go to the Knicks, but where would Dwight Howard go? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If he ends up with the Mavericks, you all know I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go crazy because he is one of my favorite athletes. So I can't believe I almost have 90 seconds. And, oh, I also wanted to mention, too, the last time that I had seen Michael Rubenstein was in 1999, and that's the same year he had a kidney transplant. But I had seen him before the kidney transplant. He wanted to meet my strange husband, Mohammed. I'd be so glad. That's my Christmas wish. I would love to finally call myself legally single or a divorcee for a second time. But that was the last time I had seen and talked with him in person, even though periodically I talked with staffers and he through via email. Because I know earlier in the summer I had contacted them about what my Mort mentor, you all know I'm a Mort consultant. And a Mark girl, and my Mark mentor was interested in hosting an event, and I recommended to her the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame, be perfect for a Mark girl event. So it is just, I'm still just in shock about that. So I person I want to mention. So some people probably want to know when was the last time I talked, but seeing him in person, and it was back then in early 99, because I volunteered like 98, 97, 98, 99. Yeah, but I only have 10 more seconds. I think I'm going to continue to talk a few more minutes, maybe a little 10 minutes, because I can go over a little bit. Because I want to talk more and direct you all to my Mark Cosmetics e-boutique. You all are holiday shopping, and instead of getting in those long lines, you can visit my Mark e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/Bethany Williams. Many of you are friends with me at my original Facebook page, which is Miss Beth Nelson. But then also I have a Mark page to promote my Mark Cosmetics business. Mark is a Avon brand, and that is Beth Mark Girl Rep. You know, so when you just begin to key in Beth, then you'll see it, and just, you know, friend me and like my pages and so on. But be sure to visit my e-boutique, because we have a lot of promotions going on and freebies, and you can definitely get a lot of your Christmas shopping done with Mark. And then also when you visit the website, you know, you can also search for a Mark rep in your area. Also, just, you know, key in your location and where you would like to find a Mark in your, to be able to contact a Mark on your, in your area also. And Mark Girl has a Facebook page also. And also you can tweet Mark Girl at Mark Girl. But I thank you so much for supporting Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports and networking with me. It was so much to talk about, but I didn't want to, like, jam stuff in and talk real fast. And I definitely have been working on improving the delivery of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So I want to shout out and wish happy holidays to blogtalkradio.com staffers also, who are so kind and so helpful and so informative. And we have tutorials, and we have training and everything to learn how to better improve our shows and how to interview better and book our guests and so on. So it's just a wonderful process. And when I first began the show and premiered it on March 21st, I did not know what would happen. And I'm glad that good things are happening, and I thank you all so much for your support and just, you know, keep enlightening me and let me know, and inform me of who I need to contact to book you for the show. Also, your publicist, your manager, or so on. If you self-manage yourself like I do, then, you know, let me know. I mean, you can contact me at my blog, talkradio.com profile. You all know you can tweet me anytime, visit me on Facebook. I have awesome YouTube friends. Many of you contact me on my YouTube pages. So I thank you very much. So what's up? Let's just celebrate a happy holiday weekend this month of December. It's been nippy here in Jacktown in Jackson, Mississippi, but I think it's going to warm up a little bit today, but it's not warm enough for me to attend the parade. I used to would not miss a Christmas parade, but it's sunny, but we can't let the sun fool us. But I think today is going to be a better day than it has been throughout the week. The early part of the week, though, we had, like, very, very warm weather, and then a cold front came through. But this is December, and it is wintertime, right? But we are in the deep south, too, where, you know, weather is usually warm, unless we're getting some crazy rainstorms or something. When we have cold weather, it is cold. Yes, indeed. So, I thank you, and that's what's up. And like I've been working on a lot. I've been writing a lot. I also want to shout out Miss Charlotte Moman with the Jackson, Mississippi High Assistance Library System. I attended an awesome workshop a couple weeks ago at the Eudora Welty Library, downtown Jackson, Mississippi, regarding interview tips. And if you all listen to some of my earlier shows, and if you haven't, check out my archive shows, my previously recorded shows. And I've broadcasted shows about interviewing tips. I think my friend Reggie Revnick was on one of those shows. We were talking about job preparation and so on when you go out on interviews and stuff like that. The interview tip workshop was just so awesome. She really shared a lot of information. Because, you know, I've learned a lot about, you know, professional development and interviewing tips and so on, you know, throughout school and just on my own. But attending her workshop, she really hit the nail on the head regarding some detailed information, do's and don'ts of why, how to get hired and how not to get hired. So, in a future show, I'll share some of that information also. And maybe I can get her on one day in the near future also to talk about that topic also, the topic of, you know, what we should and should not do regarding interviews. You can't teach old dog new tricks, because I definitely learned some things that I could improve in, and some things that I think are considered proactive but could be considered pushy to an interviewer. So it was just a wonderful workshop. Wonderful. It's been just fantastic. So, again, thank you again for tuning in. And next broadcast should be, to be honest, I've been just talking and doing this commentary style, but as soon as I go off the air, I will be back tweeting and on Facebook and even on my Blog Talk Radio profile. I'll probably listen to some of my other cohorts in the blogtalkradio.com world also show. So thanks again, and until next time. The next scheduled show is December the 10th. I might schedule another show during the week. So you all would know about it, because I'm going to tweet about it and let you know, so you all just tune in, okay? So next time we should be able to chat, and I should be able, next Saturday, I should be able to take calls also. No pranksters. And if you're a prankster who knows me, that is not being a prankster. You're being a harasser and a stalker. And you better believe that people are monitoring the show. But the blogtalkradio.com staffers said that when you have pranksters, that's like a good sign that your show is a success. So, but please, people who would like to call and comment and be objective and share their opinions and their insights, you're welcome to call. But pranksters, do not enter. Thank you. But again, happy holidays, and share your shopping tips with myself and fellow listeners. I've been Blog Talk Radio World, and just so on, and share show ideas also. I know a future show I would do would be about the holiday blues. Because as happy as the holiday season is, sometimes you can't help but tend to get the holiday blues also, you know. Like missing certain loved ones, or thinking about, especially those who love the holiday season. I can't help but think about those loved ones who love the holiday season and they're not here. And speaking of my cousin Linda White Oliver, her mother, my aunt, she passed away 3 or 4 years ago. And My Aunt Helen, oh, she loved the holiday season. And so, I mean, you can't help but think about, you know, those loved ones. And but then also what really cheers me up is they want you to be happy and have fun. But, again, I won't start rambling on, but it seems like I'm I have notes, but it seems like I am not mentioning something that I should. Oh, I have finally started penning The Rise, Fall, and Struggles of Southern Middle Class. I have started penning that book, and I welcome your stories also. So I began penning it a couple weeks ago. So, okay. Until next time, I love you, and thanks again for your support. Shout out to David Harrison Levi, also out there in Beverly Hills. Thank you so much for your support and for believing in me. God bless everyone. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.